Fourth story is called Kraken Ragnar Lodbro. In English, he's known as Ragnar Lodbrok. The Danish word Lodden means hairy. So his name, Ragnar Lodbro, means Ragnar Hairy Breeches.
After the liberation of Tora, Ragnar was known far and wide as Ragnar Lodbrok. And the couple had many sons and daughters. But the happy days didn't last forever. Tora died, and Ragnar couldn't stand being in their home with all the memories. So he gave the crown to the eldest of their sons and went on another Viking crusade. This story tells how Ragnar met Kraka. Asla was raised by her mother's father, Helmer. When in his care, her parents were killed in conflicts over love, and Helmer was certain that Asla was in danger too. Fearing for her life, he made a harp and hid the little girl inside it, together with much gold and silver. He covered his face in dirt and dressed in old clothes, so he looked like a beggar. With the harp on his back, he walked from village to village, begging for food and playing his harp. When they were alone, he let Aslau out from her hiding place, and she often danced by the small rivers in the night without anyone seeing her. That way they travelled from Denmark in the south to what we now call Norway in the north. Helmer had travelled far, and he was tired and hungry. He saw some lights, and he found his way into a run-down farm, where he knocked on the door. An old woman opened it and looked out with an angry grunt. The old woman, Grima, was wretched and ugly and so dirty that she stank. She looked at the beggar and his harp and asked harshly, "What do you want?" "I want a place to stay for the night," the beggar told her. "Some warmth for my cold limbs and a bit of bread to fill my stomach." "You can't have that here," she said. "We don't have any of the things you are talking about." Grima wanted to close the door, but the beggar forced his way into the house, saying he was not in the mood for a long conversation, and that the woman should give a wanderer what he asked for. "Your farm is the only farm for many miles, and I am not willing to walk any more today," he said. "Travellers are normally welcomed into people's homes with food and a place to sleep. Please start the fire. I got cold out in the harsh wind." Grima started the fire. "There is some dark bread over there. Please give me some," the beggar said. She grunted and threw the bread at him. While he was eating, Grima took a better look at the beggar, and suddenly she frowned. Under his dirty black shirt, she saw a bracelet of gold. And when she examined the harp, she noticed a thread of silver. And suddenly she was very friendly towards the stranger. "You can, of course, sleep here if you want," Grima said. "But I am sorry, it is not good for you to sleep inside our house. You see, me and my husband always argue the whole night. We wouldn't let you have a quiet moment, but the barn is full of soft hay to lie on." Helmer took his harp and went to sleep in the barn. When Grima's husband, Orr, came home from work in the forest, Grima told him that they could get rich if they just killed the man sleeping in the barn. Orr didn't like it, but Grima was persistent. And in the middle of the night, Orr went into the barn with an axe and killed Helmer. They took the bracelet off his arm and the harp was brought into their house. They split the wood of the harp with an axe to see what was inside, and when Orr saw it was another mouth to feed, he was furious. But Grimur was delighted with all the silver and gold. "What are we going to do with the little girl?" Orr said. "We can just tell people that she is my child," said Grimur. "Look at yourself, and look at the girl with her golden hair and soft white skin. She is the daughter of a king, that is clear," Orr said. Grimur cut the hair of the little girl, covered her face in soot, and called her Kraka, which is the Danish word for crow. She gave a black hood to the little girl and told her never to take it off and never to say a word. Kraka grew up on the farm, black as a crow, covered in dirt, working day and night for Grima. Whenever somebody asked, Grima told them that the girl was her daughter and she was dumb and couldn't speak. Many years went by. And one day, Ragnar and his men sailed past the southern tip of Norway, and the Vikings decided to anchor and let two of the men go ashore. They were to ask on the farm if they could use the oven to bake some bread. They had flour with them from Denmark, and it was the only place they could make the dough and bake bread for miles around. Kraka was milking the goats when the two men came ashore. She looked out to sea and saw Ragnar standing on the ship. She left the goats and went to the river, where she washed her hair and her face for the first time in years. When asked if they could bake bread, Grimur just said that she couldn't stop them from doing it and that her dumb daughter would help them. Kraka appeared, and the two Vikings with the bread couldn't take their eyes off her. She started the fire and helped them make the dough and placed the bread in the hot oven. As it was baking, the two Vikings forgot all about the bread as Kraka just stood in the kitchen smiling at them. They only remembered when the kitchen filled with smoke from the oven. When Ragnar saw the black burned bread, he asked his two trusted Vikings what had happened. When the two men described Kraka and told Ragnar how beautiful the woman was, with her long golden hair going all the way down to her hips, he asked, "Is this woman even more beautiful than my Tora?" The men nodded silently. "I must see this wonderful woman," Ragnar said. "Go and invite her to come here tomorrow morning, so I can see if you are right. But tell this Kraka that she should arrive here neither dressed nor undressed, neither fasting nor eating, and neither alone nor in company." When Kraka received the invitation, Grimur stood in the doorway listening to the two Vikings. When they had returned to the ship, Grimur said that this Viking must be out of his mind. "No one could do what he asks of you," she said. "Forget about him and do your work." But Kraka knew that Ragnar was testing her. Next morning, she went to Orr and borrowed a fishing net that she wore like a dress. She found an onion and took one bite of the onion. She called for the dog on the farm to follow her. When Ragnar saw the woman coming down toward the Viking ship, wearing a fishing net, saw her bite the onion, and noticed her companion, he knew that this woman was something special. Not only was she, as described by his men, stunningly beautiful, but she was also wise. He asked her to follow him on their crusade. And for the first time since childhood, she opened her mouth and spoke. "No," she said. "I will be here with my foster parents. I will wait for you. And if you still want me, when you return in the autumn, I will follow you to Denmark. Then Ragnar wanted to give her a golden dress. Thank you, she said, but I have to refuse your gift till you come back. It wouldn't work for me to have a golden dress when I live and work together with Grímur and Úr on this filthy farm. If you only want me dressed in gold, forget about me. I am Black Kraka, taking care of the goats and making sure the fire is burning in the house. Ragnar said he most certainly would return. And he did. Autumn came with a Viking ship, and Kraka went to her foster parents and told them she was leaving. She told them she knew that they had killed Helmer, and although she had endured beatings and had been forced into hard labour, she would not punish them for their crimes. She went down to the ship and followed Ragnar to Denmark, where they lived together for many years.